Okay, learning Ashrei, let me just review with you the Gemara again. The Gemara says that what's kol imer tila l'David shalosh pamim b'yoyim muftach loyshu b'noilum haba. That's a big promise. Muftach loyshu b'noilum haba. So the Gemara says, Amai, tila l'David, why when you say that, after better than Kriya Shema, better than Shemoneh Esrei, muftach loyshu b'noilum haba. So the Gemara says, because it goes b'seder aleph base. Seder aleph base. Ashri Yerusha v'secha b'chol yom avarechecha. Kodol Hashem u'mul amoy. Seder aleph base. Okay, seder aleph base doesn't get you olam haba. What's seder aleph base? And if you want your seder aleph base, why don't we say kuf yutes? That the aleph base is b'tamanya apim. Ashri t'mi meidera. Right? Tamanya. So the Gemara says, okay, Mishum de Ispe, Poiseach es Yodecha, Umaspil Chokhai Rotzayim. Okay, this is better than Kuf Yutes, because it has the Pasik, Poiseach es Yodecha, Umaspil Chokhai Rotzayim, which we need to explain. So the Gemara says, well, there's other psukim that are sound even better, Naisin Lechem Uchabasar. The Gemara says, but this has both. So the beauty of Ashrei is it has the Seder Aleph base. And it has Poseach Sedecha. That's what it says in the Gemara. As a Gemara, why is there no Nun if it's going with the Seder Aleph base? As I explained, this is a point against Ashrei, because if the whole thing is that it has the Aleph base, Kuf Yutes has a Nun. So here there's no Nun. So it's a Chaser, the Nun. So the Gemara says it doesn't have a Nun because Nun is an Os of Nefila. Besulas Yisrael, Nafal Besulas Yisrael. Lesson of the Nefila of Kla Yisrael. Even though the Gemara says B'marava, Darshu, the Yerushalmi, and in Yerushalmi, indeed it's in the Yerushalmi, in the Yerushalmi it says that you could read the Pasuk different where it's not so bad, but nevertheless, Nun, David HaMelech felt the Ruch, that Nun is a lesson of Nefila, needs to be understood. That's what we spent the whole night last night explaining, for everybody who missed it, too bad. The nuns, we talked about the nuns that are surrounding the Vayihi bin Saya Ha'aroin, but in short, the nun is the ois of the Shechina. Explained last night that Chamishim Shari Bina, Memtesh Shari Tuma, not to get to the Shar Nun. The nun means Matan Torah, 49 days of Sphira, Nun, Matan Torah. Nun is the Shechina, the Aron Kodesh, in St. Bekitzer. The Aron Kodesh, when it was in Klal Yisrael, when it was amongst the Machane Yisrael, so we had the Shechina. And the Shechina was made everything work, made all the miracles happen, made everything happen. It was L'Kavod the Aron Kodesh. By the way, the whole Mishkan was L'Kavod the Aron Kodesh. The whole Beis HaMikdash L'Kavod the Aron Kodesh. That was the main part, the central piece of the Shechina was the Aron Kodesh. And we know that the Aron traveled in front of the Machane 3 days to clear the path, trailblazing Aron Kodesh. So the Zohar says in Parshas Nasai that we lost the Shechina, Vayihi bin Soya Ha'aron, that when the Aron went traveling, we lost the Shechina. So comes the Nun, which is the Shechina itself. The Nun represents the Shechina, Nun Shari Bina, Nun Shari Shamayim. So the Nun turned backwards. Nun Kfufos doesn't mean upside down. Nun Kfufos means went backwards, and a faith Klal Yisrael kilu to beam the Shechina into Klal Yisrael on both sides. So, and that's what we spent some time explaining. It's a little bit of a difficult concept, but I think we explained it well. What's the pshat in the Mem Tesh Shari Tuma, and how all that works. So that's why it doesn't have a Nun, and it comes out that with that Hava, I mean, in the Gemara is that it doesn't have a Nun, so it's a Chasar, and it's felt in Aleph base. But the Kamash Malan, that it's even a better Aleph base, it's even a more perfect Aleph base, because now it's an Aleph base without the Lashon of Nefila in it. That's what the Gemara says. So, Afa Pikein, says the Gemara, and even so, Samach, David HaMelech Beruach Kodshei, Soymech Hashem L'chol HaNoiflim. Well, who is Noiflim? Who are we talking about over here? So that's the Noiflim of Nun that's missing. So even though we don't talk about them missing, meaning what don't we talk about? We don't talk about the Shechita Gedalusa. Nevertheless, David HaMelech is busy putting in our tefillah that we should pick up from the fact, pick ourselves up from the fact that the Shechinah is begalusa. What I want to speak about here for a minute is two things, if I can. One thing, very briefly, every one of these things we should talk about for not hours, but days, and I'm speaking about for minutes, three minutes, 4 minutes, but just the hasaga concept here. First of all, what is the advantage of something being the Seder Aleph base? Mama Yusa, Seder Aleph base. Every poet, the Kol HaKinos, Seder Aleph base. Call all the Slichos, Seder Aleph base. So Seder Aleph base. Like what's the Milo? Why did David HaMelech choose to do this in Seder Aleph base? What's the Milo of it? So, what Zohar says that two things, two Zohars that are really the same thing. That first of all, Chaf Beis Oisiyos of the Aleph Beis, 22 letters of the Aleph Beis, Heim Heim Shemoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Zohar. Why is it? It's like a Medrash Kliya. What does it mean that you could scramble the letters and you could get the Shem HaShem? What does it mean that they're the Shemoi Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Chaf Beis Oisiyos. And then it says, that's a little later, in Brachos, the Zohar says, that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, he created the world with the Chaf Beis Oisiyos. Also, Medrash Pliya. So, I think the simple way Reb Tzadok HaKohen explains, just read you a couple of lines here. HaOisiyos Heim Sherish HaKol. I mean, think about it. If you write something, you're putting together oisiyos. If you speak something, you're putting together oisiyos. An ois unto itself has no great value out of context. You know, a bay is a gimel dal. But the oisiyos, when they come together, oisiyos become a concept. They become a thought. They become something much deeper than just the letters within. So oisiyos heim sherish hakol. Ki kol dibur u'machshava hu ba'oisiyos. Every dibur, every machshava, comes down to oisiyos. U'bidvar Hashem shamayim nasu. U'ba'asar ma'morais nivra kol amirahu b'luchish. It was all oisiyos. Va'oisiyos ha'machshava al yodam nishtal shalu ha'ilam ha'isatzilus b'ri yitzira. I'm going to explain this. So, we know that in the Bria of the world, Arba Olamos, everybody who comes here knows the Space Medrash, we know this stuff, right? So, what are the Arba Olamos? Darn, what are the Arba Olamos? Abia. Atzilus.
Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya.
If Mamash. Right. Afilo Kotten Shebuchem. Kalbukhoi, or the Godel Shebuchem. Like, we know what the four Elohim were. So the world gets created starts from a very esoteric, spiritual place. There's no form, there's no anything. Goes from Atzilus, Bria, gets more form. Yetzira, always give the mashal like let's say somebody is creating a machine. So the first thing you have is a machshava. That's what he says. It goes through a machshava. Just a thought. I have a thought. But then when you take the thought and you take a pen and you put it on paper, so now your thought starts to take form, bria. And then you start maybe actually making a model, yetzira, until it becomes a machine, as asiya. So it's going through the four hishtalshlus ha'ilamos. That's called Hishtalshlus ha'ilamos. So I'm oversimplifying it, obviously. But as the world was created, not just then, but all the time, every minute. So that's the Hishtalshlus ha'bria. This is the main point sentence here. The osios of the Aleph Beis are the end of the world of Atzilus Bria Yetzira, and as it comes into Asiya. Atzilus Bria Yetzira, osios. The world is created with osios. So osios. It means to say that the oisiyos, the letters, are the beginning, Well, let's say it the other way. The end of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's articulation in a spiritual way starting to take shape. It's starting to become Gashmias. When something becomes an ois, it's the beginning of the world of Gashmias that we know. The world that we live in starts off with ois. So ois, ois, heim sherish hakol muvan.
So Bereshis is Mikhaira in Asiya.
Bereshis is already Asiya.
But it wasn't somewhere before.
Before that, we know what there was a Tzilus Bria Yetzirah. The world of Asiya starts with Bracius, and that's where Isius comes. So why does it say that the Isius, to understand, it's like the beginning, like let's say you'd be thinking something, and you'd be, so your first, like a baby talks. The beginning of the actual articulation, actually things, words, letters that are going to come into concepts, which are going to come into things. The beginning of, even in our world that we live, our culture, the beginning of everything is Isios. That's the beginning of everything. So, what does it mean, the Shemois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Shem of Hashem. Shem Hashem, Yudkevavke. Shem Hashem, Elikim. Shem Hashem. What does it mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad. Hashem, Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Hashem is Echad. So what does it mean that the shame? What is the shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This is, it's all one Hashem, but he's articulated into this world in many different ways. Sometimes midas harachamim, sometimes midas adin, kel nekamos Hashem. There's all kinds of different articulations. I think I'm using the word correctly. All kinds of different articulations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. And those articulations are called the Shemos Hashem. It's all one Hashem. If you climb, we learned in the Talmud Torah yesterday, that if you're going to climb back up to the world of before the Bria, there isn't any Ra or Tov before the Alma de Piruda. Everything is one thing. Shemos have to do with the Pirud. Shemos have to be, this is one way, this is another way. Sometimes Hashem is doing Rachamim, sometimes Hashem is doing Din, sometimes Hashem is doing Chesed. Those are the Shemos. So again, Shemos and Oisiyos are the same thing. Shemos and Oisiyos are Todavar. Because the Shemos are the Oisiyos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's where it begins to articulate into this world. So, em uba Oisiyos nevra ha'ilam. And so the Oisiyos, the Shemos are Oisiyos, and the Oisiyos is the Bria. And the Bria comes all the way down to the Asiya. And that's what's going on. So, Rav Kook starts his Sefer Oros. He has Oros, the first section is Eretz Yisrael. So before his Oros HaTshuva and Eretz Yisrael, that was his first topic, his main topic. So, Ha'olam Maleim Oisios. That's what he says. Everything is Oisios. If you pick this up, this is a Nun Yud Yud Resh. This is what this is. This is Oisios, which come together as a concept, which come together as a thing. Everything is Oisius, Oisius, Oisius. And that's the significance of the Oisius. And by the way, that's why all of the Payatim throughout history, in Kinois and Slichois and wherever you go, are going in the Seder Aleph base, meaning they're talking, it's not just pretty to go in the Seder Aleph base. In fact, you don't find it so much in like in the English language, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Things go the order of
the...
rhyme
at the end.
Huh?
They rhyme.
The what? A, B, C, D, F, G?
No, whatever. English.
At the end, not at the beginning. Yeah. The only significance of the alphabet is that alphabet is Aleph Beis. Alphabet, Aleph Beis.
Gradients.
Huh?
Gradients.
The what?
Named in alphabetical.
Ardei Nerech. This is a good one. So when David HaMelech writes the Ashrei, Ruach HaKodesh, the Gemara says, and he writes the Ashrei B'Seder Aleph Beis, what he means to say is he's talking about Mamish, the world of Ruchnius, as it comes in to the world of Gashmius. By the way, like just stop, like interesting. What's the Kabbalah Sefer which deals with all the Oisiyos? Sefer Yetzirah. Well, why Sefer Yetzirah? Because it's not Atzilus, it's not Bria, it's Yetzirah. Atzilus, Bria, Yetzirah, Asiya. Sefer HaYetzirah of how the Yetzirah comes into Asiya. This is that, that what is the Aleph, what is the Beis, what is the Gimel, the Sefer HaYetzirah, beautiful. Miuchas to Avraham Avinu. The Sefer HaYetzirah is the Aleph Beis, meaning this is the stuff that the world is made of. The Aleph Beis is the Chomer, Mamish, of the world. So when David HaMelech is talking about, and this is like so important, I'm not even going to get to what I want to say about Poseidon Siddhartha tomorrow. But when David HaMelech is this is like so important. Let me just say this point, that you know everybody talks about Hashgacha Pratis. Hashgacha Pratis is a big one. It's a big concept. I read to you Hirsch the other night that like the Goyim don't get it. Hashgacha Pratis. Even the ones that get that God created the world, you know, Hashem created the world, and God could do miracles. And even the ones that get, this is what Hirsch writes, even the ones that get that, you know, okay, if God wants it, it'll be, and if he doesn't want it, it won't be. You know, even if they don't get Hashgacha Pratis. Ad kedei kach, that Hashem is involved in every single thing that happens, that nobody gets, that's our secret. But the secret is a very deep secret. It's not just Hashgacha Pratis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is involved in every blade of grass that turns, and every wind that comes, and every hurricane, and every earthquake. It's deeper than that. It means to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is intimately involved with the world and our lives. It's not like there's this control thing, this big computer at Shemayim that's controlling everything. That's not what it means. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is intimately involved with every single thing that happens over here. Nothing is an accident. My life, the way I feel when I wake up this morning, what I have for breakfast, everything, Kodesh Baruch Hu is involved. Which, by the way, we're going to learn is what the pasuk means. Poseach es yodecha, umas bi elecho chai ratzoi. That's po, says the Sefer Yetzirah. Pei is lashon po. Himself po. That's where he is. So I just want to point this out because it's a very docistic thought, but it's an important one. That when we talk about Hashgacha Pratis, we've got to think about it different. It means to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu is intimately involved. It's not just the design. It's not like the electricity goes through and there's electricity there and there's electricity here. That would be a superficial understanding of Hashgacha Pratis. The deep understanding of Hashgacha Pratis is that he's involved with me. He's involved. He's like the boss who's on the floor. He's there. He's with you. He's involved. And therefore, when David HaMelech wrote the Tillim, David HaMelech was the first one that I know of, I think more than Avraham Avinu, more than Moshe Rabbeinu, David HaMelech was the one who articulated not just his relationship with us, but our relationship with him. It's a whole thing. It's a whole relationship. It's a whole Anila Doidi, Doidi Li. It's like a whole relationship. So the first important thing about the Ashrei is that it's written Beseder Aleph Beis, meaning it's written. This is a Tehillah about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is intimately involved with the Oisius through the Oisius of the Aleph Beis in the Bria of every single second that goes by in this world as we're here. That's why we can daven. That's why we get tzul. That's why we get up and talk. And everything comes. That's why we do mitzvahs. That's why we need to do tikkunim. That's why it's important what you eat and what you don't eat. It's all because of the oisius. It's all because of the oisius being that the oisius hem shayrish hakol. The shemois shel Hashem is shayrish hakol. There's nothing independent on it. So this is the first part of the Gemara that mipnei that the Ashrei is written beseder aleph beis. This makes it right away holy. So why is it better? Why is it better than if it's eight times Aleph Beis? So that we can still discuss. But and why do you need the Poseach es Yodecha? How does that fit into it? Because the Poseach es Yodecha is the ultimate in this Hashgacha Pratis, which I will lean under explain tomorrow night. Okay, Shkoyach.